This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
President Trump's defending weekend airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq, that as protesters stormed the embassy in Baghdad after funerals for some of 24 militia fighters who were killed in the Sunday airstrikes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
A Texas community remains in mourning after a deadly church shooting on Saturday. A candlelight vigil was held last night outside the West Freeway Church of Christ in the Fort Worth area. Pastor Britt Farmer speaking to the crowd.
Pray for me and for all of our family here that lost these two great men. Pray for our church.
It was inside the church that a gunman opened fire, killing two people Sunday morning before he was shot to death by two church members who were on security detail and had concealed weapons. There's been no word yet on a possible motive by the gunman. A Georgia Tech football recruit is dead after being hit by a freight train. The Broward County Sheriff in Florida saying that Bryce Gowdy was killed early yesterday morning, struck by the train. Police are still investigating the events leading up to his death. He started football at Deerfield Beach High School in southern Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Longtime Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis getting lots of messages of support after disclosing that he's the latest high-profile person to be diagnosed with a serious cancer, stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Here's more from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
An outpouring of support on social media for Georgia Congressman Democrat John Lewis, who reveals he has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. The 79-year-old says he will start treatment in the next few weeks. The discovery during a routine medical checkup. In a statement, Lewis writing, I have been in some kind of fight for freedom, equality, basic human rights for nearly my entire life. I have never faced a fight quite like the one I have now. Former President Obama on Twitter saying, praying for you, my friend.
A Texas judge is ordering InfoWars founder Alex Jones to pay more than $100,000 in legal fees to father of one of the children killed at Sandy Hook. The Travis County District Court judge ruling the conspiracy theorist and his lawyer intentionally ignored an October order from the court to produce witnesses and other materials in a defamation case. Jones is being sued over his repeated claims that the Sandy Hook school massacre that claimed 27 lives was a hoax and that the parents were all actors. You can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Top of the hour. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Holding the Line. This is the newest book from former commander, Guy Snodgrass, who is the former speechwriter and communications director for James Mattis. Inside Trump's Pentagon with Secretary Mattis, an inside view, a powerful view that I know is going to capture your attention and hold on to you. Guy Snodgrass recently served, as I mentioned, as the Director of Communications and Chief Speechwriter to Secretary of Defense James Mattis, a former Naval Aviator, F-A-18 pilot, served as commanding officer of a fighter squadron based in Japan, a Top Gun instructor, and a combat pilot over the skies of Iraq as part of his 20-year Navy career. Commander, off the bat, thank you for your dedicated service and your patriotism to our country.
Thanks, Bill, and thanks for having me today.
Well, good to have you here to tell this inside story that people are not aware of. I mean, a bit confused, because it seems like there's so many players when it comes to military. There's just lots of dominoes in the game here. Help us understand what happened, you know, with General Mattis and Trump.
Well, you know, I think that there's a lot of positives that are included in the book. You know, when you think about this as a year and a half of my own experience, as a memoir of my time, and I had a little bit about my own naval service, as you mentioned, as a fighter pilot. But more importantly, it walks the readers through some of the greatest accomplishments we've had in the last couple of years, especially when it comes to making America's military great again. And then you restore funding to America's military. We've brought ISIS to the brink of destruction. The fact that you have worked to strengthen a lot of our alliances and partnerships. So there's a lot of good news in this book. The one thing that I kind of keep coming back to as a theme, though, is the danger that exists if you erode our alliances and our partnerships around the world.
Mm-hmm. That was the thing that came up repeatedly and that General Mattis was especially concerned about, and was the, I guess, the way we treated our allies, that it seemed like right off the bat that the president did not understand the allies were key to any kind of success.
Well, that's right, and that's something that when you have a policy stance of America first, you know, I loved Mattis's line, which was America first does not mean America alone.
Yes.
So it's easy to lose sight of the fact that America has long served as a leader to international communities, to the world at large. I mean, we are the most powerful nation in the world, and we're a nation that people look to for our democratic principles and for how we operate as a country. But when you blindside them with policy changes or when you openly threaten to withdraw forces from around the world that they rely on for security and stability. Well, not only does it hurt them, but I'm telling you right now that one of our greatest strengths as a country is that we have so many allies and partners who want to work alongside us that no other nation can claim that same strength.
Yeah, why would anybody want to work with anyone else unless it was something diabolical? When it comes for the good of all concerned, the American ideal still lives, and that light on a shining hill is still shining. Maybe not as bright as it used to, but I think we can return to brighter days.
Well, I think, that's one thing I loved about my 2 decades in uniform. I served for 6 years in Japan. I actually lived there on a joint U.S.-Japanese military base. I had a chance to patrol the waters of the Indo-Pacific and Asia, and I visited just numerous foreign countries. And I would tell you that, by and large, when you talk to a lot of non-Americans, they do look to America as that shining city on the hill, as you put it, and as Ronald Reagan put it.
Right.
So I don't think we've lost that. I think what people are concerned by and sometimes confused by is just how ad hoc we are, the fact that we will come out with a policy and then 2 weeks or 2 months later we reverse ourselves. And it makes it very difficult for nations who want to serve alongside us to do so. They don't necessarily know what we're going to do next.
Well, let's fast forward here, because there was quite a disruption when the president had announced our departure. And it seemed like, oh, my God, are we back in Saigon one more time? Because I served in the Marine Corps during the final days, so to speak. I wasn't in country, but I was in the public affairs office at Camp Pendleton, California, in the USMC. And from my observation point, it was very troubling to see the way we left Vietnam. And then here we are, and it's almost like, deja vu all over again here.
Well, it would be like your example, except if you suddenly were withdrawing everyone from Vietnam, and then 2 weeks later you're putting everyone back in with those same helicopters, and the Vietnamese are saying, well, I'm confused, what's happening?
Exactly.
So, that's the concern is, again, when you think about the world stage, it's, people like consistency, and that doesn't mean that you have to stay with failed policies. It doesn't mean you have to continue to make bad decisions. But what it does mean is that you should be working with those allies and partners behind the scenes, out of the public eye, so that you can work cooperatively together. And then once a decision's been made, and if they don't like it, obviously you've given them a fair warning that this is coming. They can plan for it. And now it doesn't have the look of such chaos when a withdrawal like this occurs. But that being said, I mean, there are so many positive things that did occur under Secretary Mattis's watch and as he worked for President Trump. And then, of course, like I said, I like to call it like it is. So there are lessons to be learned from this book.
Without a doubt. Well, you document the philosophical differences between the general and the president. Outline that a little bit, if you would.
Well, I think it touches on what we've already mentioned, the philosophical difference being that President Trump he's a very savvy politician. He knows how to rile up his base. He knows how to maneuver those political waters. But a lot of times it has the appearance of instant gratification. And that's why you get this chaotic feel throughout the administration. And, of course, he's well known for this.
Mm-hmm.
But with someone like Secretary Mattis, he's a 4-star retired Marine Corps general. He's someone who relies heavily on strategy, who once you set that strategy, you want to put everything in place to meet it, and that includes what he would call transparency and alignment. You want to make sure everyone knows what's going to happen, and you want to make sure they're all pulling in the same direction for best success. And again, if there was one lesson that I would continue to offer up to this White House is don't leave your partners behind, don't leave your allies behind, especially when they're in your own administration.
Exactly. We got to go to break. We got more from the commander after this. Stay with us. Tina's here, America. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy Hanukkah. Happy holidays. Happy Kwanzaa. I think we got it all covered just about. Hope you're having a great holiday season and a safe one and a fun time with all your family. We look forward to serving you again in 2020, just around the corner, huh?
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
His reputation is expanding faster than the universe. He once had an awkward moment just to see how it feels. He lives vicariously through himself. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Phil Martinez live.
Welcome back. Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Commander Guy Snodgrass continues. Guy was the former chief speechwriter and communications director for Secretary James Mattis during his time, and he has released a new book called Holding the Line, Inside Trump's Pentagon with Secretary Mattis. Give us an understanding of what was going on with the Pentagon. It seemed like there was less involvement from civilians than previous years.
I think that's true. true. I think what I relay to the readers of the book is that Secretary Mattis, you know, you tend to, as a leader, fall back on what you know and what you feel comfortable with. And so for Secretary Mattis, as a recently retired Marine four-star general, he surrounded himself with other Navy and Marine Corps officers. Of course, we had some other branches represented as well, and a couple of civilians. But you fall back on what has made you successful to that point. And I think that meant it was a very heavy reliance on uniformed members. And that meant that there was a lot of times where very significant decisions were being made where the more junior military members were, of course, going to their far more senior civilian counterparts and saying, well, ma'am, or well, sir, here's what you're going to do. And, of course, that will ruffle a lot of feathers when these are presidentially appointed and Senate-confirmed individuals who should be running the Pentagon.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know, the dynamic tension between civilian and military has always been a problem for me. I've got to tell you this, Commander. Again, back in my days in the Marine Corps, and my observation, particularly with what happened in Vietnam, I don't know that the big takeaway, especially out of Vietnam, could be that the civilians, input was all that... I guess all that positive, you might say, because you talked about earlier that, the repeated refrain in Vietnam was you would go and fight for a hill, you would lose friends on the hill, and you would give up the hill, and then you had to go back another day and fight for it all over again.
Well, it's challenging. I would say, though, that every administration is different. Every administration has its own feel. Sometimes you have civilians who are just absolutely incredible at their job. The biggest danger in what you're describing is when the civilians who may be making decisions thousands and thousands of miles away from the battlefield are doing so more out of political calculations and what will play domestically back home than they are in trying to either win that fight or to take care of the men and women who are actually placing themselves into harm's way. And so I think one of the things that President Trump has done, which was very successful, was he early on gave Secretary Mattis and through him, of course, the generals that served under his charge, more flexibility and more autonomy to take the fight to the enemy, in this case, the global war on terror, so that we could be more effective and you were not relying, as you just said, on members of the policymaking machine back in D.C. to make military-centric decisions.
Exactly. Well, and this is what I appreciated about what Secretary Mattis brought, to the team, was his desire to keep it apolitical, if that's even possible in the Beltway.
Oh, it is. It is possible, and I would tell you, for your listeners, certainly encourage them to pick up the book because I wrote it from that same lens. I, just like Secretary Mattis, my boss, understood from my two decades as a fighter pilot in the Navy the importance of presenting factual, firsthand accounts to the American public. Not putting a political spin on it so that you can read for yourself and make your own decision rather than being told what to think. And I found it to be a very important part of this book writing process.
And what was your evaluation of the initial team between Mattis and McMasters and Tillerson? What was going on there?
Well, on the one hand, publicly, the media would capture those individuals and call them the adults in the room. It's so fascinating for me to be inside that bubble again with my firsthand account. When you're outside the bubble, you had this sense that here were a collection of individuals who were, in some case, the adults in the room. They were standing tall to maybe temper the president's worst instincts. And by that, I mean, sometimes if he wanted to make a very quick snap judgment but didn't understand all of the history or the military implications that would occur on that decision. So I think they played an important role in that standpoint. But behind the scenes, of course, like any relationship, there's ups and downs. One of the ones that I highlight for readers in the book is that despite all the appearances, there was actually a fairly contentious relationship that was playing out between Secretary of Defense Mattis and National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster. Of course, Mattis being a retired four-star general and McMaster being an active-duty three-star general, and that matters.
So you get that that dynamic in play, and it's unfortunate here. But going back to the initial relationship between Secretary Mattis and President Trump, Secretary Mattis knew that he was going to have his hands full with President Trump going into this, but he still accepted the job. Why did he do that?
He never explained to us why. I think from what I observed firsthand, there was no doubt in my mind that Secretary Mattis cares deeply about America, America's standing in the world, and about rebuilding America's military. And certainly Most importantly, on that last point, that's a shared view that he had with President Trump about, you know, making America's military great again. I would say, though, that it is noteworthy. I'm sure historians over time are going to make a lot out of the fact that by Secretary Mattis's own admission, when he interviewed with President-elect Trump and Vice President-elect Pence, that he disagreed with the president on every single question that was raised. And that's probably a pretty good indicator of how your relationship might go.
Exactly. Well, and it's okay, I guess, going into it, if you realize that kind of tension is there, and, you know, his own military background and discipline probably felt that, and nonetheless, I mean, maybe he felt that Donald Trump really needed him.
Well, I think that's true. I think that not only did he feel that way, other generals, other retired admirals, other national security experts had, when asked by President-elect Trump who he should bring in, you know, a lot of fingers were pointing at General Mattis as someone who was the consummate warrior, but also noted as a scholar, someone with a deep background in history. And if you have a president who's unproven on the national stage, and by that I mean as an elected leader, someone who had never served in uniform, you want individuals like Secretary Mattis and others who are serving today who have that broad background, that deep knowledge, and are experts in their fields who can help advise the president on the decisions he'd like to make.
And I would say have the conviction of what they believe in, and things that I've seen of this president before is that he seemed to honor this. You know, you don't necessarily need somebody to agree with you, but you need somebody who's passionate about what they believe in, and he brings a lot to the table in terms of practical experience.
Well, he sure does. And look, I mean, that's something that I'm very proud of with my military service. We're all trained from a very early age, as you well know, that, you know, it is fair game. And you are expected to disagree with your boss in private to give your very best advice to help come to the best decision. But once your boss has made that decision, then you step out smartly. And certainly in the public eye, you carry out their policy directives. And I think that Secretary Mattis worked very hard to toe that line, to hold that line. He would give the president his best advice behind closed doors, and then when the president, should he choose to accept it, great. If he chose to go in a direction he felt was better for the country, then Secretary Mattis would back him up.
Well, Commander, as we wrap things up, holding the line inside Trump's Pentagon with Secretary Mattis, what do you want the audience, the reader, to take away from your book?
You know, I'd really like them to know that it is such a fractured political environment right now. There's so much misinformation being played around, and it typically goes along the lines of partisan talking points. This is the only book that I am aware of that comes from a recently serving military officer, someone who is there for firsthand accounts to be able to provide that kind of firsthand account of what's really going on with America's military, what we're doing around the world, and, of course, that relationship that many people are very curious about that existed between Mattis and Trump. And again, I think that it will highlight a lot of the great things that have occurred with America's military over the last few years. There's some areas for continued improvement, but also just the important role that Secretary Mattis played as Secretary of Defense.
Well, Commander, again, thank you. We appreciate your contribution and service to this country and the contribution to the conversation regarding our military. Guy Snodgrass, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Commander. Appreciate it.
Poor digestion can lead to many unpleasant symptoms that can wreak havoc on your happiness. Don't suffer in silence. Get Quantum Nutrition Labs Quantum Digest, the most potent and pure source of vegetarian enzymes to support the digestion of proteins, carbohydrates, fats, fiber, and dairy. Quantum Digest. Don't eat cooked food without it. Buy two bottles, get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's QNLABS.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Democratic congresswoman says she believes President Trump's impeachment is more helpful for his reelection than it is damaging. In a video posted on Twitter last evening, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii argued the House impeachment, quote, has greatly increased the likelihood that Trump will be president after next year's election.
We all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat.
President Trump's defending weekend airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq, that is, protesters stormed the embassy in Baghdad after funerals for some of 24 militia fighters who were killed in the Sunday airstrikes. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
You're listening to Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, there's just something about the music for the season, right? That just sets the tempo and, you know, puts us in the right state of mind. Great to have you with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, I've been looking forward to talking with him. Like myself, I consider myself a historian. To say historian and, in the presence of one Doug Weed, I hope you'll give me a little bit of latitude here, Doug, because you truly are a historian of just special proportions, and I'm grateful that your abilities, have been so predominant and such a part of our culture.
Thank you, Bill. That's really kind of you, but I have to say I feel very much like a student of history.
Well, I guess that's what happens is you learn, and I guess that's why I'm humbled as well in this, is because the more we learn, the more we understand that we don't know. And for you to have the ability, in a sense, I say a historian, but you've been a presidential historian especially, because you've written about several presidents, and to have the inside track to be able to connect with one Donald J. Trump and to give us a perspective of inside Trump's White House, the title of your book, in an era where there's a lot of anonymous reporting, whistleblowers and what have you, America really wants to know the truth of this president.
Yeah, primary sources. That's what I always look for when I'm reading. And, you know, who cares about anonymous and secondhand and third hand? You, when you're studying these people in history, you're looking for people who are in the same room with them. At least you want them to meet the person
exactly
that they're writing about. So
right.
That was important to me.
No, and I like that you stress primary sources, because from a historical perspective, sometimes, you know, you can grab a book and you think, okay, you're reading some history. But if they're not backed by primary resources, it really lacks credibility right off the bat, does it not?
Totally, totally. Yeah. I just, there's so much history and so little time in one life to study it that I don't want to waste my time with, you know, I can hear their opinions, fine, I got my own opinions, but I want to know, you know, who worked. I sat down with Ivanka Trump and I said, you know, in a couple hundred years, they'll still be writing books about the Trump family. But whether you're viewed with hatred like the Borgias or the Medicis, or you're celebrated like the Kennedys or the Rockefellers, it's all going to depend on primary sources, on what your father says, what you say. All these other voices will be blown away. And
well,
that's what I wanted to capture.
And Doug, and I have found that, look, at you have from time to time people who come in who are polarizing people, that you either love them or you hate them. And, you know, maybe afterwards, after everything is said and done on this administration, much like with George W. Bush, they're realizing in retrospect that, hey, look, at he had some valid perspectives here. And history has been more kind to him than present reporting during the time of his administration.
Well, I think that's especially true of Donald Trump, because what historians use to rank presidents, they rank presidents based on 120 criteria, but the big four are the economy and war and peace, intelligence, and in communication. In communication, he's been transformational with the
Twitter
and social media. And in intelligence, how did he see what every economist in the world, every one of them, couldn't see when he turned this economy around? And he's the first president in 40 years not to have invaded somebody, to given us peace. So peace and prosperity, that's the gold standard for a president.
Exactly. Doug, how did you connect with the president?
Well, through Ivanka. And when I had that conversation with her, I told her somebody needs to get in here and write from primary sources, and I want to be that person. And they debated it for about a year and studied it. I'm the guy that tape recorded Bush. So
right.
They had a lot of people saying, no, don't let him in. Don't let him in.
Mm-hmm.
But the president said he just felt chemistry with me. He said Michael Beschloss, the great presidential historian, came to Mar-a-Lago after he won and kissed my blank for a week. But I didn't feel chemistry. But with you, I feel chemistry. So I'm just grateful for that. I said, great.
So you knew as soon as that happens. Well, you see, because Donald Trump's a businessman, you see, and to me, my background is in business as well, Doug. And that was always, when I was training salespeople, I always looked for that dynamic, that kind of hidden dynamic. It wasn't necessarily hidden, but it was, you didn't know it until you knew it. And if somebody had chemistry, boy, that was a sure deal. You know, in much the same way, I think that what happened with Ukraine, for example, with Yovanovitch, she lacked chemistry with the new president, and President Trump understood that right away, and he made a change right away, because he knows that you cannot get anything done if the people don't like each other.
Yeah, and it's so interesting to me, the businessman, you're just absolutely right. Again and again, throughout his life, if he sees someone that wants to do it, if they have the desire to do something, he gives a tremendous amount of credence to that, even over competence. And that's why he had his daughter-in-law, Laura, take North Carolina during the campaign. She had no political experience at all, but she loved North Carolina. She knew North Carolina. She says, "You're running North Carolina." She panicked.
Wow.
But she did it. She delivered. And he's done that all through his life, whether it's building buildings or whatever. He thinks if you love what you're doing, you'll be good at it. And that's what he looks for.
Did he draw that from his own experience with his father that gave him that quality and that kind of sense to look for that particular characteristic in individuals? Where did that come from?
You know, I think you're right about that. I hadn't thought of that before, but I think you're right. So much goes back, so much is revealed in the art of the deal. And, you know, Bismarck, the great statesman, taught that politics is the art of the possible. And I've interviewed and known six presidents, and that's definitely the case. They aren't going to pick a cure to cancer like Kennedy going to the moon. They pick little things that they can win. But for a businessman and for Donald Trump, He picks the hardest. What's the hardest problem? That was his first question to Obama. What is the biggest problem I will have? Obama said North Korea. He starts with the biggest problem. You get rid of that, then you go to the next problem. That's a businessman. That's not a politician.
And you also mentioned that in that conversation, he happened to ask Obama, he said, well, this is your number one problem. Have you had a conversation with Kim Jong-un? And he said, no. He goes like, what? That's academic, right? How are you going to address this problem if you don't really even know the problem? You just got, you know, some of that stuff is fantasy, you know, in terms of imagination, right?
Yeah, that was so funny. Bill Shein was in the office and Sarah Huckabee Sanders was there and he was telling us this story right over there, you know. And Obama said, North Korea, you'll have a war with North Korea during your, and Trump said, well, did you call him? And he said, no, I didn't call him. He's a dictator. And then Trump looked at us and he said, no, I didn't call him because he's a dictator. And then he paused a long while and he said, stupid.
I mean, that was the deal. You know, you kind of have this sense that, you know, people that do not know Donald Trump, and underestimate. I mean, you cannot be a gazillionaire to the level that he is and to go along with the comments and the critiques of talking heads in the mainstream media that want to even suggest that Donald Trump is some sort of knucklehead, an idiot. This man is brilliant. I mean, he plays chess on multi-level platforms while everybody else is doing checkers, but yet they try to make fun of him, and you look at the results, Doug Weed, of what this man has been able to produce with his hands tied behind his back, all the resistance from the Democrats, 90% of the media reporting being negative, and he keeps his head down, he just keeps moving forward on behalf of the American people.
It's a fantastic story. Yeah, NATO he's meeting with today is a great example of that. He blew it up and saved it.
Exactly.
Everybody was upset and the media's going crazy and the Pentagon generals are coming in trying to lecture the president. He's saying that they're our friends. Why are they cheating us? And, no, Mr. President, they're our friends. So he blew the whole thing up, ended up raising $100 billion. Think of that. He only $6 billion for the wall with Mexico, raises $100 billion. And I ask you, Bill, do you think the next president of the United States is going to get in there and refund the money?
I don't think so. We've got more from Doug Weed.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money.
I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
You know, there's something special about knowing how it's going to end. And it's interesting, you know, when you think about Donald Trump, you have this sense that he has a good idea of how this is going to end. Unlike previous presidents and previous regimes and the inner workings of the Beltway, we're talking with Doug Weed, a New York Times bestselling author who has written more than 30 books, served as an advisor to two American presidents, co-authored a book with one of them, and served on the senior staff of the White House. Doug, you understand the inner belly. You've seen it. You're up close and personal. And now you go inside Trump's White House and give us a sense of the contrast, because just from our purview, we see a clear and distinct, you know, contrast between previous administrations and this current one.
Yeah, well, you know, the book doesn't get overly bogged down in that analysis. It's filled with lots of wonderful stories about Melania, about Barron, about the kids, about, you know, raiding the refrigerator in the middle of the night from the White House, all of that. But there is hanging over it this ongoing hatred from the national media, and it's driven by money. The problem is it's going to keep going. The problem is companies favor regulation. Big companies want regulation, and that's what Trump had to do to turn the economy around, is deregulate. The reason big companies want them, Bill, is they create monopolies by keeping small businesses out.
Right.
And then after a period of time, whether the president's a Republican or Democrat, it doesn't matter, there's a recession, they pass a stimulus bill. And the stimulus bill, which is usually at least 1,000 pages long, it exempts those companies from the regulations that they pass.
Right.
So it's called crony capitalism. So some companies get money from the Federal Reserve's crate without going through a bank, 0% interest sometimes. Some companies keep regulations. Other companies are exempted from them. It's quite a racket, and it's international. They're multinational companies. So here comes Trump. He's overturning the table. He's breaking the dishes. Now Boeing has 40 competitors on some of these bids. It's turned around the American economy, but it's cost a small elite group of people a tremendous amount of money.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And, you know, what you say there is so true, that this is what's, you know, what has taken place, and that because, you know, the president did promise to the American people that we would, in fact, be in control of the government once again. I think the American people have really not quite gotten hold of the concept of a government of, for, by, we the people. And the president said he's going to put the government back in their hands. And in doing that, he leveled out the playing field. I think that's the similarity in some context with Barack Obama. Barack Obama saw unfairness and he tried to remedy it. But I think that even on a grander scale, if I might say, because the policies that Donald Trump has been affecting are good for everybody. They're not just for a particular class of people, not for Republicans, not for Democrats. It's for all of America is what I see, Doug. Is that a fair evaluation?
Yeah, and for the American middle class. I mean, mm-hmm. we've been paying for everything.
Right.
That was the whole deal with Trump and NATO. He sat down with the Pentagon generals, and they said, these are our friends, sir. He said, yes, but why does American middle class have to pay for high-speed railways in Germany? Why are we paying for all these new airports that are being built across the French countryside? Why can't France pay for its own education? Why does America have to subsidize it? And so it's just infuriating to Trump. He's not against other nations, but mm-hmm. like the stewardess will say on the airplane, if you're accompanying a child, put your own mask on first.
Exactly.
And assist your child. Mm-hmm. So America's reached a point where her own education is falling apart and her middle class is descending into poverty, and we need to be strong again if we're going to be able to take on the change, help the environment, and help defend the world. So that's the argument.
Doug, you mentioned the Trump family and you look at the family. We looked at them, you know, even during the campaign, and you go, wow, what an exceptional group of people in the midst of a broken family, you know, several marriages by the president. But, you know, the kids are such, to me, they're a stellar example. And, you know, to, you know, Donald Trump's credit, he's not the first to take it. He says his wives were more responsible, you know, for the children because of his investment of time and commitment to his business. And he rightfully gives her credit, you know, for what she has done. But these kids are exceptional.
Yeah, it's very interesting. You raise a great point. I wrote the book, All the President's Children. And what I learned in that process is that many of the presidents had a strong love from a mother and an absent father. And what I learned is that they became successful because their father was successful. And you can give your life to your children. You can drive them around to basketball practice and study with them and just give them your all and say, boy, I didn't abandon my kids. I took mm-hmm. care of them. And what will happen is your kid will grow up to be a taxi driver like you. The kid will be like the father. That's the example. So you may feel like, boy, I've really neglected my kids. I've pursued my career. But if you're a success, your kid is more likely to be a success. That's happened with the Trump family. There's no question about it.
Now, you mentioned midnight raids of the kitchen there in the White House. I mean, it's just like, you know, everyday people, right?
Yeah, that was the fun part for me, was getting the stories. I mean, the second night after the inauguration, they're all having dinner in the state dining room, and the eight kids are scattered throughout, the grandkids,
yeah.
scattered throughout the floor, state floor, hiding behind drapes in the blue room and under chairs in the red room, and they're playing hide-and-go-seek, and Uncle Barron is supervising. It's just a fun read to get all of those inside stories.
What's your insight of Barron?
Well, he's gone into the White House as a boy, a 10-year-old, and he's coming out as a man. He's taller than his dad.
I know. I saw that. I'm going, my God, I told my wife, I go, look how much this kid has grown. He's taller than his father.
Well, the grandkids love him. They just worship him. And now he and Tiffany have become buddies. I love to tell the stories about Tiffany. She's going to Georgetown Law School in Washington, and she comes to the White House every weekend and visits with Melania and spends the weekend. And her buddy is Barron. He loves mm-hmm. soccer, and she enjoys watching him practice and play.
Uh-huh.
So, yep, they're a lot like us. Tiffany's got this great story going to Buckingham Palace. They can't get a motorcade. They can't get help to get there. So they rent a bus, a van bus that takes you to your Avis rent-a-car at the airport. They all pile in, the Trump kids in their gowns and tuxedos, and they say to the bus driver, take us to Buckingham Palace.
That's good fun. Speaking of Barron and his love for soccer, I mean, does he participate in kind of an athletic team there? You know, what kind of outside contact with other kids is he able to have?
Yeah, he's going to school there, of course. So he's got his buddies there at school, and other children have gone through that. That is not, by the way, the idea that you're in a fishbowl, that is not really the pathology, if you will, for presidential children. They do just fine with that. The struggles they have in life, struggles that all of us have, is finding a separate identity from the successful parent. And that's something we all go through in life. But presidential children, it's especially a bigger challenge.
Now, Doug, he and Melania now are full time in D.C., correct?
Oh yeah, they live in the White House.
Right.
Yeah, no question. There's great stories with the president and the first lady. They're under a lot of pressure, and the first lady's attacked. A New York Times reporter called her a prostitute. Unbelievable attacks, and jealous of her because she's has such dignity and such graciousness. So, in the evening, sometimes at dinner, the president will tease her and he'll say, Melania, honey, isn't this great, this journey I'm taking you on? You wouldn't be first lady if it weren't for me. And she'll say, oh, yeah, thanks very much. Thank you very much.
She tells her that story when Donald Trump, you know, told her that that first night that he was thinking about running, you know, for president. And she says, you're going to run. And I know, I mean, right then, you know, she knew that he was serious, that he was going to run, number one, and number two, he was going to win. And I have to tell you, Doug, quite honestly, when his name first came up, I just said, is he going to follow through on this, or is this going to be another Ross Perot type of experience?
Yeah, the kids all say that. They say the first meeting in Mar-a-Lago, she said that immediately, and they dismissed it. And then there was a meeting in Bedminster where he went through some of the details, and they all, And she said, you're going to win. And all the way to election night, and on election night, they told him, you know, you're going to lose. And they already announced that the networks had brought in their anchors to prepare. They'd already sent word to the board members of the major networks and companies that own the network what was going to happen. And they sat Donald Trump down at Trump Towers and said, what are we going to tell our people at the Hilton? He said, well, I'm just going to go down to Fifth Avenue and I'm going to give a press conference. I'm going to say, I'm a patriot. I love my country. I tried my best. And then tomorrow I'm going to get on a plane. I'm going to fly to Ireland and play a game of golf. And all of that. Here's Melania. She says, no. You're going to win.
We're going to the big dance, honey. Let me tell you. Doug Weed, New York Times bestselling author, and his brand new book will be linked on our website. And we've got to have him back. Trump's White House, the real story of his presidency.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Don.